Good morning, everybody. This is Mark. Oh, this is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 24th.
Call it Gary. How you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing?
That was Ring, 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 Ha Ha Hey by De La Soul. Today is the birthday of DJ and rapper Pacemaster Mace, who's one-third of that influential hip-hop group. And today, in 1896, the first radio transmission in history was made by A.S. Popov at the Russian Torpedo School. Venezuela officially abolished slavery today in 1854, over a decade before the United States. It was a long and arduous struggle to abolish slavery in Venezuela. The first Africans were brought there in the 16th century to mine and dive for pearls. When Simon Bolivar led the South American liberation struggle against the Spanish in 1819, he didn't want to use Afro-Venezuelans who had a long history already of fighting for freedom, but he was forced to because he could not win without them. So all people of African descent were not given freedom until 1854, over 30 years after their fight for Venezuela's liberation, and then only because a huge revolt was brewing. A little further north in Canada, pressure from the formerly enslaved African-Americans and Afro-Canadians pushed for the right to vote, which black men won in 1837. Slavery had been abolished in Canada 4 years earlier in 1834, which, for context, was over 30 years before the United States followed suit. And there are two important pieces of women's history today that center around African-American women. Halle Berry became the first black woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress in 2002 for the movie Monster's Ball. And it's the birthday of Dorothy Irene Hight, who was born in 1912. She was the president of the National Council for Negro Women for over 30 years and fought and organized to have a statue of Mary McCloy Bethune placed in Washington, D.C. She eventually won that fight, and that statue became the first statue of an African-American in a public park in the nation's capital. She passed away in 2010. And today, over 11 million gallons of crude oil were spilled in Alaska's pipe in Alaska's Prince William Sound in 1989 after a reef ripped holes in the Exxon Valdez oil tanker. The result was a five-mile oil slick, one of the most devastating environmental disasters ever. Hundreds of thousands of animals died, including seabirds, sea otters, harbor seals, bald eagles, and killer whales. And the effects of that spill are still being felt by the people trying to fish and live in that area. It may be a permanent pollution. Today in Argentina, it's a day of remembrance for truth and justice. It remembers the coup d'etat in Argentina in 1976, where the constitutional government of President Isabel Perón was overthrown and replaced by a brutal seven-year dictatorship, officially called the National Reorganization Process, but commonly called the Dirty War. Over 100,000 left-wing activists, militants, trade unionists, students, journalists, Marxists, and sympathizers were disappeared by the government, and some believe the numbers of those disappeared to be much higher. And millions of children of those 100,000 disappeared were stolen by the government and given to other people. The people of Argentina remember that period that lasted until 1983 and those they lost on this day. And we remember an important Latin American figure who died today in 1980. Archbishop Oscar Romero was assassinated while celebrating Mass in San Salvador, one of the leaders, inspirational leaders, of the El Salvadorian struggle for liberation. And here's a song for you on this March the 24th. Today is the birthday of prolific bass player Carol Kaye. She's 80 years old today, born in 1935 in Everett, Washington, to Clyde and Dot Smith, who were also musicians. She started teaching guitar lessons when she was only 14 and went on to play guitar with many jazz bands. She works as a session musician with Phil Spector, Brian Wilson, Simon Garfunkel, Beach Boys, Richie Valens, the song La Bamba, and here's her rendition of The Searchers. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.